Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Canny Crystals, the podcast. I hope that you're all well. This week I have finally got back into the swing of my New Year motto that kind of fell by the wayside when I had a baby, which is health is wealth. I was listening to Francesca Amber's podcast, Law of Attraction, Change My Life, a couple of weeks ago, which was all about habit stacking. And afterwards, I sent her a text because I was just really curious about how it was going for her with losing weight, and, you know, she was doing really, really well, all just from stacking simple but sustainable actions on top of each other, but only doing two new habits a week. So for all those longtime listeners of this podcast, you'll remember a couple of years ago, I did something called the Hard 75, which was basically, there was like six rules or something. One was that you had to work out twice a day, then you had to drink 4 liters of water a day, you had to stick to a healthy meal plan, you had to take progress photos, you had to read 10 pages of self-development a day. I won't lie, although I lost almost 2 stone in those 75 days, the second I stopped, I just found it hard to sustain. And then there I was in January this year, 2 years on, that 2 stone had just crept straight back on. So using Fran's success story, I thought, I'm going to give this a shot. I'm just going to do 2 new habits every single week, because we as human beings, we do get overwhelmed trying to start lots of new things at the same time, which is kind of why, you know, New Year resolutions kind of fail as well, because we might make like 5 resolutions or something, but if we make any more than 2, our brains tend to, you know, get overwhelmed and frazzled with all the information and all these different changes that we're making. So from 2 weeks ago, I dug out my little walking pad from under the couch that I probably haven't been on in over a year. I dusted it off because it was dusty as hell. And I've been hitting 10,000 steps every single day and drinking 3 liters of water every single day as well. So I just started with those 2 habits, 10K steps, 3 liters of water. And then just last week, I added going back to the gym for 1 workout per week. Next week, I'm going to up that to 2 gym workouts. Then the week after that, I'm going to look at my diet. Do you see what I mean? I'm just like habit stacking here. So I recently re-listened to Atomic Habits by James Clear, where he talks about habit stacking on there, and he refers to the strategy of adding new habits onto existing ones. The core idea is to pair a new habit that you're trying to develop with a current habit or routine that you're already performing consistently. So this method, it basically leverages the strong neural pathways of established habits, which help us to anchor all the new ones, and that makes it easier to remember and perform them. So in the 2 weeks that I've been doing it so far, get this, I've lost 7 pounds, ladies and gentlemen, and I've not even changed my diet or anything. I don't know why I've never done this before. So fingers crossed, the moobs and the muffin top, they'll all be gone by the summer and I can get me pale tits out in the sun. Anyway, let's get on with today's episode. I had a message from someone earlier in the week. I'm trying to find it on my phone. I kind of find it. I had a message from someone earlier in the week. Anyway, it was a really, really nice email. However, in it, she mentioned that although my company name is Canny Crystals, I barely ever talk about crystals on the podcast. And I thought I did, but she didn't think so. And I did do an episode really, really early on. I think it was maybe like episode 2 or episode 3 about the energy of crystals. But she had so many questions and she wanted to know how she set intentions, how does she do crystal grids and all that jazz. So I thought, you know, let's add on to that episode 2, episode 3, whatever it was, and do an episode all about crystals for manifestation. So here we are, Crystals for Manifestation. Shameless plug here as well, just before we get into this. If you are listening to this episode over Easter weekend here in the UK, if you enter the word Easter at checkout, you can get 20% off everything at cannycrystals.co.uk. Or if you enter the word Easter at cannycrystalsacademy.co.uk, you'll get 50% off. 50% off all self-development courses and workshops. So don't walk, run to one of those websites now, fill your boots with the code Easter. Okay, so I'm going to take us all right back to basics here and kind of build as we go through this episode, because I really want us to unlock the door to understanding how these pretty rocks, in inverted commas, from the earth, as my nan calls them anyway, can influence our energy fields and our intentions and ultimately our reality. So crystals have been used for centuries for healing, for protection and manifestation. And each crystal has its own unique vibrational energy. And that energy can align with ours to amplify our desires and support their manifestation into the physical realm. So to put it as simple as I can, every single crystal possesses a unique internal structure that allows it to resonate at a certain frequency. This is why different crystals are believed to have different effects on our emotional, physical, and energetic health. For instance, clear quartz is known for its high vibrational frequency. That makes it a master healer and a powerful crystal for manifesting any intention. On the other hand, we've got something like rose quartz, for example, that vibrates at a frequency of love and harmony. So that's going to be ideal for attracting love, nurturing relationships. So when we consciously work with these vibrations, we can choose crystals that align with our specific goals and intentions, and that's going to enhance our manifestation efforts. So the key is to select crystals that resonate with you personally and your desires. So I'll often get messages from people saying, "What crystal would you suggest for me?" And my answer is the same every single time. Because although I can give you a recommendation, it's ultimately more about what resonates with you and what you want in life that matters. So I always suggest to people to head to the website, cannycrystals.co.uk, and type in certain keywords of what they're wanting to achieve, because I've built the website to do exactly that. It's kind of like a Google for crystals, if you want to put it that way. So you can type in any words of anything that you want to achieve, such as wealth, love, luck, health, etc., etc. And that way, the website will suggest everything that could help. Everything, not just crystals, like if we have candles or anything like that that support them through Reiki affirmations. It'll basically cover everything, okay? So it'll suggest everything that could help. And then that person can then see all the different variations and see which crystal that they resonate with the most. So once you've chosen your crystal, once you've got it home with you, if you've got your order from me, you'll also get a little care leaflet with it. And that teaches you how to cleanse and charge them, because this step is essential. I get so many people saying, you know, I got this crystal off yet, it hasn't really done anything. And I'll ask them what they did with it and they'll say, well, I got it out of its little organza bag and I've put it on the middle of my dining room table. Not really feeling the benefits. Have you cleansed it? Have you set your intentions? Are you working with it? No. Cleansing and charging and setting intentions are essential. So cleansing The mines that we work with dig these crystals out from the ground, okay? Apart from the raw ones, they then buffer them, they shape them, they cut them, then they post them out to me. They've gone on a plane the whole time, being like handled by everyone, like, you know, popping them on and off planes. My team and I then pack them up and send them on to you. So when you think about it, these crystals will have some of my energy, some of maybe Jade's energy in my office, some of the person who dug them up from the ground's energy, and even the person who cut or shaped them. So crystals naturally absorb energy. So before you begin working with any crystal, it's essential to cleanse and charge them. So cleansing removes any previous energy that the crystal has absorbed. That's going to ensure that it's attuned to your energy. Nobody else's, yours, okay? There are several methods to cleanse crystals, such as running them under natural water from a stream or a river or even in the sea. For example, when me and Fran went on that cruise last year, we had a beach day in the south of France and I took a handful of crystals in my bum bag down to the sea and I washed them all. I love that. It feels in such alignment for me because I feel like it's almost the earth giving them that little kiss, if that makes sense. You can always try smudging with sage or incense. You can use a sound bowl or even what most people do, which is place them under the moon or the sunlight. Okay, there are so many ways to cleanse. Just make sure that the way that you're doing it is suitable for that specific crystal. Now, a quick Google search would be able to advise you instantly. For example, if you put something like selenite in water, it would eventually dissolve, and we don't want that. So just make sure you always type in Google, you know, is amethyst safe in water, for example, and it'll bring up some answers for you. Once you've cleansed, charging your crystal is the next step because you're going to imbue it with your intention. This can be done by holding the crystal in your hand, visualizing your goal, just feeling the emotions as if your desire has already manifested. You can also verbally state your intention whilst holding the crystal as well, because that's going to reinforce the energy transfer from your thoughts to the crystal itself. Now, people look at me weird, but I talk to my crystals. I give my Moldavite a pep talk most mornings. I'm sat there with it in my hands going, come on, Moldavite, show me how good today can get. I even sometimes give it a little kiss. I feel like we should do a little activity after listening to this podcast episode. So I want you all to select a crystal that you feel drawn to or that aligns with a current goal or desire that you have. So think about something that you're trying to manifest and then try and get a crystal that's going to align with that energy. So if you're new to crystals, clear quartz, like I mentioned earlier, is a versatile starting point. It's the master healer. Now, once you've chosen your crystal, you're going to cleanse your crystal using one of the methods that I've just mentioned. But honestly, feel free to experiment. Use your intuition to guide you to the best cleansing method for you and your crystal. I want you to reflect on the connection that you've started to form with that crystal. How does it feel like to be in its presence? Imagine the possibilities as you continue to explore and deepen that relationship. It's almost like getting into the mindset of a crystal being one of your mates. You've got to give it a little love and attention every once in a while. So having introduced ourselves to the crystal that we want to work with, it's time to dive deeper, focusing on how to align their energies with our deepest intentions. So intentions act as the seed of our desires. So when we combine with that potent power of crystals, they're going to create a fertile ground for our dreams to take root and flourish. There's a symbiotic relationship between crystal energy and our intentions as well. And by learning to harness that connection, we can manifest our goals. Like I mentioned before, every crystal has its own unique frequency, which is a result of its specific molecular composition, its color, and its form. It's that vibrational energy that can be aligned with your personal intentions to create a powerful resonant effect. For instance, if your intention is to, I don't know, enhance your clarity and focus, you would use something like fluorite because that's an excellent choice due to its properties associated with mental clarity and decision making. So the process of aligning your crystals with your intentions, that begins with clear, focused thought. It's crucial to, you know, articulate your intention with as much specificness and positivity as possible, because this isn't just about wishing. It's about setting a clear direction for your energy and the crystal's energy to flow. So to effectively program your crystal with it, your intention, just hold the crystal in your hands, close your eyes, take deep, slow breaths to center yourself, just like you would any other time that you start a meditation, and just visualize your intention as a beam of light. Or you could even imagine it as a specific scene unfolding in your mind that represents your goal being achieved. And then feel those emotions that are tied to that visualization as vividly as possible. My favorite three emotions that I feel supercharge my crystal intentions are feelings of joy, gratitude, and peace, because these are high vibrations. So when we're joyous, when we're grateful, and when we're peaceful, our vibration is at its highest. So try and get into the, you know, feeling those emotions and bringing that into play as well, because that will really help to supercharge them. And then just speak your intention aloud or silently affirm it in your mind. Just imagine the energy of your words infusing with the crystal. Another way that you can amplify crystals' energy is by utilizing a crystal grid. So a crystal grid is an arrangement of crystals, usually in a geometric pattern, and that just combines their energies to support a common goal. So the collective energy of a crystal grid is more potent than just using one singular crystal, because it amplifies the intention it's set for. So you can buy crystal grid boards off Amazon. They are basically like flat pieces of MDF wood with geometric patterns on them, where you place your crystal at every single point. Or you can even just Google one and print a picture of it. In fact, the one I have on my desk at work, it's just a printed bit of paper with a crystal grid on it. And at the bottom, I've even got a little affirmation that I've written on it. So to create a simple manifestation grid, just select a central crystal that represents your main intention, and then surround it with supporting crystals that align with your goal. They don't all need to be the same. You can do them totally different if you want to. So the one in my office, for example, is all about money. Okay, and at the center of it, I've got a large lump of pyrite, because pyrite's really good for cash flow, luck, prosperity. And then around that, I've got 6 citrine tumblestones, because citrine is really good for abundance and wealth. And then on the outside layer, I've got lots of different tiger's eye crystal chips, because tiger's eye is really good for determination, focus, and willpower, which is going to help me make this manifestation happen. So the arrangement doesn't have to be complex. It can be as simple as even just placing your central crystal on a piece of paper and surrounding it with smaller crystals in a circle, or doing northeast, southwest. You know, it doesn't have to be complicated. But as you place each crystal, just reaffirm that intention. Just envision the grid as acting as a beacon, which has drawn your desire into reality. So you can activate that grid by tracing an imaginary line between the crystals with your finger, or even a crystal point. Just visualize your intentions flowing through that grid along all those different lines. Feel free to use any additional crystals that support this intention though, like I say, even if it's just one or two more. And as you arrange your grid, just maintain a clear focus on your goal. So pour your intention into every single crystal. And once that's completed, spend a few moments each day just sitting near it. Sit near that grid. You don't have to put it away. I leave mine out. Mine's been on my desk now for probably about 6-7 months, because that will be reinvigorating your intention to manifest that desire every time you go near it. So you might want to pop it under your bed. You might want to pop it under your desk. You might want to pop it on your desk. You might want to, you know, put it in a cupboard somewhere out of the way. But it's a cupboard that you open every single day. Do you get what I'm saying? Don't put it somewhere like your car dashboard, for example, because the second you start moving, it's all going to fall out of line with each other. The grid's going to get scattered everywhere, okay? So we've learned how to choose a crystal. We've learned how to cleanse and charge it, set intentions, and create a crystal grid. So let's move on to the next thing on my list, which is understanding and setting up our crystals for manifestation, to integrate them into the fabric of our daily lives. The magic of crystals doesn't end with specific rituals or setups, because their true power shines when they become a part of our everyday existence, because they're constantly vibrating with the intentions that we've imbued them with. So I'm going to talk about some practical ways to keep these energies present and active, ensuring that the resonance of your goals is a continuous undercurrent in your life. So crystals can accompany you in many forms throughout the day. each serving, you know, their own unique purpose in your manifestation journey. So carrying a crystal in your pocket or your purse, that's going to ensure that...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
That its vibrational energy remains within your personal energy field. And that's going to subtly influence your thoughts, your emotions, and even your experiences towards your intentions. Whereas if you wear crystals, you know, as jewelry, that not only keeps them close to you, but they also serve as a constant reminder of your goals. And that's going to double as a tool for focus and a statement of your commitment to your manifestations as well. Placing crystals in your living or workspace, that's going to create an environment that supports your intentions. For example, a citrine that's placed on your desk at work, that can enhance creativity and abundance in your work. But if you were to put an amethyst in the bedroom or your bathroom, that can promote peaceful sleep and intuitive dreams. The key is to place these crystals where they can best support your daily activities and align with your manifestation goals. So think about different areas of your home, for example, where, you know, you want to feel most relaxed, or you want to feel most joyous and playful and creative. And then think about what the energies of each crystal are and place them in those relevant places around the home, because that's really, really going to hook you into and tap you into basically that crystal's specific energies. Incorporating crystals into meditation as well, that can really deepen your connection to your intentions. So just even holding a crystal or placing it in front of you during meditation, that's going to focus your mind. It's going to amplify your intentions, creating a powerful conduit for manifestational energy. So focus on the sensation of the crystal in your hand or on its visual appearance, allowing its energy to merge with yours. Visualize your intentions flowing into that crystal and out into the universe, reinforced by that crystal's vibrational support. A daily meditation, even just for a few short minutes with your chosen crystal, can significantly accelerate your manifestation process by keeping your intentions clear and your vibrational energy aligned. So I've got a meditation on cannycrystals.co.uk called, Connecting with Your Crystal. It's only £3, but the positive feedback that I've had from it has been amazing for people that are, you know, wanting to really connect and feel their crystals' energies. Or alternatively, if you've got the Insight Timer app, you can even listen on there anytime for free as well. So to incorporate them into your life, reflect on the areas of your life that you're focusing your manifestation efforts on. Choose a crystal that aligns with that intention for daily carry or wear. If your goal is more general, like overall well-being or balance, again, clear quartz, selenite, they'll be perfect due to their versatile amplifying properties. But consciously carry that crystal with you, okay? Or if you prefer, place it in a significant spot in your home or workspace that you're going to see it pretty much all throughout the day. And throughout that day, whenever you notice that crystal, just pause, just reaffirm your intention, and just let that act as, you know, an anchor to realign you with your goals. By integrating crystals into our daily lives, we're not just carrying a piece of the earth with us, we're enveloping ourselves in a constant reminder of our intentions and the manifestation journey that we're on. And it's these practices that will help maintain the momentum of your desire. And that's going to ensure that every moment is an opportunity for you to align with your goals. The next bit of advice I'm going to give you in terms of crystal healing would be around overcoming obstacles and how we use crystals to do that. Because, you know, crystals can be powerful allies in clearing that path towards our goals. But obstacles, whether internal like self-doubt or fear, or external such as environmental stress, they can really have an impact on our progress. So crystals can help us overcome these hurdles. They can provide protection and clarity and the courage and drive and focus and determination to move forward. So our first step is to identify the obstacles currently standing in our way. So reflect on what's been holding you back. Like, is it a lack of confidence? Is it clarity? Or maybe it's even like external negativity from your partner or your parents. Once we pinpoint these challenges, we can match them with corresponding crystals. For example, black tourmaline is excellent for shielding against negative energies. Tiger's eye can bolster confidence and reduce that internalized fear. Do you see what I mean? There's a crystal for everything. Any situation that we are given in our lives can be dissipated by crystals. Protecting your energy field is crucial when navigating obstacles as well. Crystals can serve as a barrier against negativity and a source of strength as well. So creating a protective shield just involves placing specific crystals around your home or your workspace, carrying them with you, or even meditating with them. Smoky quartz, for instance, is known for its ability to ground and protect, and that's going to help get rid of any emotional and environmental stress. So by my front door, I've got a selenite above the door for cleansing energy. I've got a black tourmaline behind it on my console table to absorb any negativity. And then I've also got a lump of smoky quartz on the floor behind the door just to get rid of any emotional stress that either one of us would bring into the house from work. Internal obstacles like fear, doubt, procrastination, they often require like a different approach. So crystals such as, you know, rose quartz or amethyst, they can be really helpful because rose quartz is going to promote that self-love and forgiveness. That's going to help to ease the harshness of self-judgment, whilst amethyst is all about calming energy. So that's going to enhance clarity and decision-making. It's going to reduce anxiety and encourage a peaceful state of mind. Something that you can do at home is to select a crystal that resonates with the obstacle that you wish to overcome. And then just find a quiet space where you can sit comfortably. Just hold the crystal in your hand or place it in front of you. Close your eyes, take deep breaths, and just visualize that obstacle in your path. And then, once you've got that, just start to imagine the crystal's energy kind of like beaming out and enveloping that obstacle, and it's almost dissolving it and transforming it into light. And just feel that obstacle losing its power over you, and it's being replaced by a sense of peace and confidence. And then just conclude that meditation by visualizing your path clear and open with your goal in sight. Just continue to work with your crystals. Allow their energy to support and guide you through any challenges that arise. Next, I am going to talk about how crystals can be used to enhance our intuition, which really is a key component in navigating the path towards our goals, because intuition acts as our internal compass. So, you know, it guides us through decisions and insights that align closely with our soul's purpose. And by strengthening our intuitive connection, we're going to be better equipped to make choices that resonate with our deepest intentions and navigate our manifestation journey with greater clarity and confidence. So various crystals are celebrated for their ability to open and enhance the third eye and crown chakras, which are, you know, the energy centers associated with intuition and spiritual connection. So amethyst is known for its high spiritual vibration. That makes it ideal for enhancing psychic abilities and deepening meditation practice. Then we've got lapis lazuli with its deep blue coloring. That can stimulate the third eye. That can enhance insight and clarity in decision making. So incorporating these crystals into your daily life or meditation practice, that can really help you to attune your mind to all those subtle whispers of your intuition. It's going to offer you guidance and a bit of a different perspective that's aligned with your highest good. So you could even try choosing crystals intuitively as well, because that's a practice that not only strengthens your connection with your crystals, but it also with your own inner guidance. So to practice intuitive selection, just clear your mind, focus on your intention or a question that you seek guidance on, and then without overthinking, just allow yourself to be drawn to a crystal, whether by its color, its shape, or simply a feeling that it invokes inside of you. So I often start my day like this. I walk over to my crystals, I hold my hands over my huge collection in my spare room, and I just ask myself, what do I need to work with today? And I just trust that intuitive choice fosters a bit of a deeper, you know, more personal connection with me crystals, and that's going to enhance its effectiveness in my manifestation work. So I might just suddenly think, oh, stress, I need something like amethyst or highlight, you know, and then I'll just like hover my hand around and see what pops out. That process can be repeated whenever you feel drawn to work with a new crystal, or even to just to seek guidance on different aspects of your life as well. And you can do this as many times a day as you like. Something you can do for yourself at home as well is choose an amethyst or a lapis or any crystal really that you intuitively selected for this purpose. Find a quiet space where you can sit comfortably without distraction. Hold your crystal in your hand, place it in front of you, close your eyes, take deep slow breaths just to center yourself. With every exhale, just release any tension or clutter from your mind. And then just visualize that crystal's energy, like almost forming a bubble around you. So it's like a gentle, vibrant light that opens up your third eye and crown chakras. And then just ask for clarity, insight, or guidance on a specific issue, or even just your manifestation journey in general. And then just sit in that space, open and receptive. You can sit there for a few minutes. And then afterwards, get your journal, jot down any impressions, thoughts, or feelings that arose during that little meditation, because these insights are messages from your intuition. They have just been amplified through your crystal. So once you've done that and you've connected with your crystal, it's then time to use the transformative power of crystal rituals in our manifestation journey. So rituals are a potent way to focus your intention, your energy, and your actions towards manifesting your desires. They create quite a sacred space for your intentions to be nurtured, and they allow for a bit of a deeper connection with the universe's energy as well. So you can create and craft personalized crystal rituals that harness the unique vibrational properties of crystals to support and amplify your manifestation efforts. So a crystal ritual just involves intention, you know, symbolism, the deliberate use of energy. When I'm saying rituals, I don't mean go outside under the moonlight, dance around with your tits out, all that jazz. The first step is just to clearly define your intention. Think about what specific desire or goal that you're focusing on, and then choose crystals that resonate with that intention based on their properties. For example, like I mentioned earlier, citrine is excellent for manifestations related to abundance and success. Rose quartz would support matters of love and relationship. Just choose something that is going to align with what you're trying to manifest. The environment that you choose to conduct your ritual in is also quite crucial as well, because a quiet, comfortable space where you feel safe and undisturbed is really, really going to enhance the ritual's effectiveness in comparison with, you know, if you were doing this on the back of a crowded bus, people looking over you and, you know, shouting and swearing and stuff like that. Whatever happens on buses, I don't go on public transport, can you tell? And also incorporating elements like candles, incense, or symbolic items that resonate with your intention, that can further amplify the energy of your ritual. The lunar cycles also play quite a significant role in manifestation as well, because the new moon and the full moon phases, they offer particularly potent energies for beginning new projects and releasing what no longer serves us respectively, which is why in Manifest with Mart, I always talk about three powerful crystals to use in that specific lunation. A new moon ritual might just involve setting intentions for what you wish to manifest in the coming cycle. So using crystals like black moonstone or labradorite, that'll help to seed these new beginnings. Whereas on the flip side, a full moon ritual, on the other hand, that can focus on releasing and cleansing. So you might use crystals like selenite or clear quartz just to help clear any obstacles or kind of old patterns that are hindering your manifestation path. Placing your crystals under the moonlight not only charges them with that lunar energy, but it also symbolizes the infusion of your intentions with the universe's abundant energy. So I want you to really think about this, giving it some thought, and design and perform a simple crystal ritual. So start by selecting a crystal that aligns with a current manifestation goal. Create a small dedicated space where you can sit quietly and undisturbed. You might choose to light a candle, play soft music, just to define that space as sacred. And then hold your crystal in your hands. Close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, clearly state your intention, either aloud or in your mind. Visualize it coming to fruition. Feel those emotions associated with achieving that goal. Letting that fill you up completely. And just imagine your crystal absorbing all of these intentions and emotions. And that's going to become a beacon for your desires. And then just conclude that ritual by expressing gratitude to the universe for its endless abundance and support. Leave your crystal in the space that you've created for as long as your intuition guides you to. Just allow it to continue working on your behalf. You don't need to put it back in its pot or back up on the windowsill or wherever it is that you keep it. Just let it do its job, okay? And in a nutshell, all of what I've spoken about is perfect for any beginners. Or even those of you that might have crystals but, you know, don't actively work with them. The relationship that you cultivate with your crystals is unique and powerful. And it's going to offer you continuous support and guidance and vibrational alignment with your intentions. So the only thing left to talk about is how to nurture that relationship, how to ensure that your crystal practice remains vibrant and effective. Because crystals are more than just tools. Like I said before, you have to see them as your friends in this manifestation work. You have to care for them. It's essential to keep their energy clear and potent. The care that you invest in your crystals kind of reflects the care that you invest in your own energetic health and alignment. So take a moment to reflect on all the information when you get a chance to this week, everything I've spoke about in this episode. Try and notice what shifts you notice in your energy this week, or your awareness, or your manifestation journey since introducing crystals into your practice. Because reflecting on your experiences helps to solidify your learning and growth, and that's going to help you to provide insights into how best to continue integrating crystals into your life. Because, you know, once you see something starting to work, you might think, oh, I'm going to do this every day. Consider journaling about your crystal journey. Just notice any significant moments, any insights, or even just any life changes that you experience. Because this not only serves as a record of your progress, but it can also key point future paths for exploration and growth within your crystal practice. Looking forward, consider how you will continue to incorporate crystals into your daily life and manifestation work. So perhaps you'll set a routine for regular crystal meditations, or maybe you're inspired to learn more about different crystals and their properties. So with all this in mind, set one small achievable goal for your continued crystal practice. And really commit yourself. Like, it could be as simple as meditating with a crystal once a week. So every Sunday, you get a crystal, you know, you meditate with it. Or it could be carrying a crystal daily for a month as jewelry. Or even creating a new crystal grid for your house. Write down your number one goal and place it somewhere visible as a reminder of your commitment to your growth and your manifestation journey, okay? I hope that this helped anyone starting in their crystal journey. I always say to people, you know, if it's not harming anyone, what's the harm in trying it for yourself? So don't diss crystals until you've tried them yourself. If anyone does want to go deeper on this, by the way, I also have a crystal masterclass at cannycrystalsacademy.co.uk where you can get 50% off, like I said earlier, this weekend only with the code Easter. So I hope that that really, really helps you out. 20% off also at cannycrystals.co.uk. 50% off at cannycrystalsacademy.co.uk. The discount code is the word Easter. If you've enjoyed this episode, please, please, please leave me a review or a rating or a comment if you use Spotify, for example, because this really does help me out. And I hope that you all have a lovely Easter weekend, shoveling those chocolate eggs down your necks, you know, like there's no tomorrow. And I will see you all next Friday for another episode. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.